The 2017 graduation rates are generally positive. You know, we're going in the right direction. We're at 80.2 percentage points, and that is more than last year. I do think it's important, however, to say that we're concerned and remain concerned over the achievement gaps that we see between our Black and Hispanic students and their white peers. So we have focused our attention and the region's attention on equity. We think that is really the agenda that's most important. It is a thread through our Every Student Succeeds Act plan and the work that we're doing on My Brother's Keeper. So all of these things really need to work now to support a growth in achievement for all of our students, and particularly for our Black and Hispanic students. So I think that it's critical to point out that 10,000 students approximately actually took advantage of various pathways that are available to them in their schools. These are rigorous, comparable assessments to our Regents exams, but they really show that some students are interested in particular approaches to how they get that diploma. This can prepare them for career pathways or a particular approach or program that they want to go into in college. So we have the humanities pathway, which is the more traditional one that we know many of our students completed, but we have almost 10,000 students who have selected other pathways. For the current English language learners in New York State, the graduation rate is basically flat. There is good news for those students who are Everells, that is, they have been and they've exited out of the English Language Learner program. Those students are performing, in fact, higher than the regular population. So I would say that we have a mixed bag there, and we have to certainly focus on making sure that these students get the necessary program that will support them as they move towards their diploma. I think the one thing that I can say that really is very good news is those L's that stay in school have a much higher graduation rate after 5 years and after 6 years. So sometimes it takes longer for those students to get what's necessary to be able to meet the requirements of graduation and their diploma. But if they stay in school, persistence pays off. The students with disabilities in New York did go up in their graduation rate to 1.4 percentage points. That certainly is going in the right direction, but we have a long ways to go. We've done a number of things to support school districts across the state to have inclusion programs, which means that their students with disabilities are in the regular curriculum and regular courses with supports. We think that that's a really appropriate approach to take, but we have a lot of opportunities to really make some changes and some work to work with our students with disabilities, and we need to take advantage of that. The gap is too great, and I will say that as students stay in school, the graduation rate for students with disabilities goes up substantially after 5 years and after 6 years. So again, it's another population where persistence pays off.